With Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steph Whiteside. While COVID may have faded from many people's minds, the pandemic isn't over. And for many people who have had COVID, neither is their illness. Dr. Vidya Sundaresan is an infectious disease physician at the post-COVID clinic at Southern Illinois University's School of Medicine. I spoke with her about long COVID and its impact. When people come to the clinic, what types of things are you seeing?
Loss of smell, loss of taste, continuing fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog, dizziness, which is actually one of the common symptoms that we see in our post-COVID clinic.
A lot of the conditions that seem to go along with long COVID, like chronic fatigue, aren't well understood. Do you think the number of long COVID cases may help generate more research into post-viral illnesses?
I certainly hope so, because these are definitely things we don't know much about. And further research would be helpful. With post-COVID, NIH is really doing a great job with the research. And then many institutions are maintaining databases. We have started to maintain a database too to see, you know, what the manifestations are, et cetera. And having funding to continue that research is definitely helpful. But we are, in fact, you know, with the post-COVID clinics that we started, we even think of what the long-term ramifications of those would be, or how we could continue helping people with chronic illness. Our department chair suggested, even looking at this as a chronic disease clinic, so chronic fatigue, post-ICU patients that have chronic conditions with myopathy, neuropathy. So these are some of the resources we are putting together, which would definitely be helpful for patients with those kind of conditions as well.
Do patients feel like there's an understanding of long COVID, or do they feel it's difficult to explain to friends and family why they're still ill?
Yeah. You know, typically, if you listen to patients who present with these symptoms, they have gone through a battery of tests. They have seen neurologists multiple times. They've had multiple imaging studies. And a lot of times, there are really no solutions for the symptoms that they may have, this fatigue that they're feeling. Some people have been experiencing this for over a year. Most of the times we tell them that, you know, with post-COVID, it's up to a year or a year and a half, you'll start feeling better. And some people still don't feel well. It is very frustrating for patients that experience this. And, offering support in any way possible is what we can do in these clinics.
What is it like to learn all this in real time? With COVID so new, it isn't like you can tell patients what to expect 5 or 10 years out.
Exactly. But, you know, the good thing about this day and age is that a lot of the information gets shared readily, and we have access to a good information. It need not be from our area locally, but you really have access to this information, and you're able to extrapolate and make some good judgment calls there and give information to our patients when we take care of them.
That was Dr. Vidya Sundaresan, an infectious disease physician at the SIU School of Medicine. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steph Whiteside.